Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with Ronda Riley. I'm Ronda Riley, your co-host. You know I got my partner with me.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Missed you guys. But this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Because God is good.
All the time.
And He is lost on.
All the time.
Okay, now you can take us away in prayer.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day.
Yeah, thank you.
This beautiful day that you have made. This day of just being together, family, friends, just enjoying this beautiful day that you have gave us. And Lord, we thank you for looking out over the sick, in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the jailhouses. Lord, we just thank you. And we just want to say that we love you. And Lord, thank you. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're just keeping it real. You know, we've been going through so much, and God is really, truly in the blessing business.
Yes, yes. You know, the devil, he got his little, angels out there.
Not angels, little demons.
Them little demons out there. Well, they're his angels, but they just got his little demons out there. They jumping around and hopping, skipping around, and going on, and you know they throwed us a little curve, curveball there. But you know he throwed me a fastball, but God was there to catch it though. You know, so yeah, been going through a little something, but you know, when you go through something, look out. Blessing on the other side of it.
Yeah, sometimes that tunnel seems so dark.
Yes.
But you can just keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Hold on.
And just know that at the end of that tunnel, there is light.
Hey, there's a blessing waiting on you.
And you know, and sometimes you just got to realize you got to praise and fight up. You got to praise your way through it.
Yeah.
Don't let the enemy hold you back. Just praise your way through it. Know who you are in Jesus.
Yes.
Now, a few months ago, we talked about the identity crisis. Know that you belong to Jesus. You don't have to wonder anymore. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go through. As a matter of fact,
you're going to go through.
You might have to go through even more.
Yes.
Because you have to be that example to the others that's coming behind you. You know, sometimes as Christians, we feel like, well, I'm a Christian, and I got Jesus, and I'm not supposed to go through this, and I'm not supposed to go through that. But if you don't ever go through anything, then how can you guide people that is going through? And it sounds a little crazy, but it is what it is. I've gone through, I've had I've had not. I've had again. I've had not again. But you know what? God to be at the forefront of your life. He's not going to take the back seat. You have to be at the forefront of your life. And it's not hard to do that. It's all about surrendering your will to God's will. What you say, Riley?
Hey, whatever your will, Lord, let it be. Let it be. You know, Lord, been going through stuff and, you know, and got knocked down, you know, knocked down, but I always had a, you might knock me down to my knees, you sure can't hold me down.
Now was I got Jesus.
You know.
And Jesus. Woo!
And then I didn't even realize I had Jesus at that time picking me up.
Too,
but that was, I thought that was one of my things. That was my thing. But all the time, that was Jesus there picking me up and starting me over again. Sometimes stronger than I was when I got nothing.
Yeah, do it.
You know.
Jesus is a keeper.
Yes. And, you know, just hold on. That's all you get. You just got to hold on. Because, look, if you don't go through anything, you can't help nobody else that's going. What can you tell them? Child, just, you know, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't, you don't know, because you ain't been there.
That's right.
And we quit this house, but we wouldn't take. You know, I just wouldn't stand for that. I couldn't handle that. I couldn't.
Because I definitely never thought I could handle the things that I'm handling.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how strong you are in Jesus or how weak you are until you come up against something. And I said, well, Lord, what is my message? Nothing at all. Keep it real. Because the people need to know that these times, they're crazy, but they're real. Last week, we got a chance to be with family from out of state. And it was a joy to fellowship with the family. And my sister, my older sister, I love her. And she keep it real. She tell you what thus says Cindy. You know, how she feel in her pain. And then my second sister, her and her husband going through something completely different. Because, like Robert and I, we both went through something drastic. But because we both went through something drastic, we were really able to hold on and to help each other. And that's what it's all about. So being there for a family, Prophetess Abigail, got her back in Mississippi in January. But she's left us again. You know, she had to leave for her job, so now she's in Michigan there again. And but there she's gonna really prosper because she's back with our spiritual father, Apostle Wayne C. Jackson, and Dr. Bethany Jackson. So
She's back at home.
She's back at home, so we know she's in the lower there. So we're not even worried. We know that Minister Solomon is going to thrive.
Yes.
So good to be home with the family. It was good to see our spiritual parent, our first spiritual parent. And when we were there last year, we were 9-2. They were out of state.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just good. It was good to have our spiritual sisters tell us, hey, we are at home. Don't even try. You at home. It was good.
Yeah.
Shout out to my spiritual sister, Chantel.
Yeah.
It was good. And I needed that. I had no choice what you be needing. She knows exactly what you need.
Right on time.
And then, you know.
Yeah. And the way she did it.
You know,
like she was really hurt.
She was really tender.
Yeah.
She was like, no, you are at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just a blessing.
Yeah. Don't even go there. She, woo. Yeah.
So, and it is something. Tell words spoke over that no one knew what we was going through. God knew what we were going through.
Who know what we were going through?
Well, you know what? I don't even know if they know. Because sometimes, you know, we've learned this. We learn that people think they're doing something for your good. But what they're really doing is hurting you.
And that wasn't for good.
No, just because you don't move the way we move. Don't mean this is not right for us. And where we come from in Michigan, we lay hands. We believe in the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
And we realize that everybody do not believe that. But you know, we don't try to knock your faith. Because we have a respect for all of God's people. But the confirmation that we received was so awesome. So sometimes you kind of make up your mind, but around you're going to go, you know, and I was really wondering, Lord, you told me to do A, B, and C. And now you adding on this other part. This is really you doubt sometimes. But God brought it right home. Brought it right home and I remember when God told me to get ready. And I mentioned it to my husband that some things that God will have us doing. We kept it to ourselves. I know we talked about it with Prophet Abigail and Mr. Fogg. We all talked about it. But it was amongst us only. So to have somebody 900 miles away to get all up into your business. And you're like, okay, it's definitely God. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I'm going to move forward. It was such a blessing. Especially when we really didn't truly want to go to Michigan anyway. It was a last-minute decision that got thrown on us. So happens for a reason. Something. I think now that Mr. Rapper is really, I think he's ready to do his own thing. What you think, Ray?
Well, Mr. Rapper, I didn't talk to him, but he, but I think he, you know, he's trying to get there. He's debating on it pretty tough. But seriously, you know, the word that we got, you know, for me, the word was something similar like you can run, but you can't hide. You know, with God's blessing and with God's will, help, that we can move this thing on forward and have a good old time in the Lord. You know, and get out there and do what he put us here to do anyway. And that's basically he put all of us here to do. And that's to get out here and help people and save souls. You know, so with me, I guess with me, it's just everyday living because I just like talking about the Lord and telling what thus says the Lord or what the Lord, just what how good he is to you. You know, a lot of people, they sit back and they get disheartened and sometimes they just need someone to refresh their mind of how good God is to them,
yes,
of what God did. You know, remind them, God is the one woke you up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have to remind people because you get caught up in this, all this riff-raffing going on, but you forget, no matter how it is, God is in control.
Yes, he is.
You know?
Woo, he is in control.
Don't worry about, you see, I had with this political thing, I mean, it was getting me. All of a sudden, he won. But then all of a sudden, a peace. I just got a peace over me. Just a peace. Because it comes to me that the Lord let me know he is still in control.
It don't matter
that he's still in control. So it didn't matter. And I just got so peaceful. People's, look, if he wake you up in the morning,
you ought to praise him.
You praise him for another day.
To God be the glory.
That's a blessing right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and then if you can wake up the next morning with your hands working, your feet working, your mind working,
woo,
your eyes working, Lord, look what he done gave you.
Woo.
I can see what you done created out here.
Yes, Lord God.
You know, you can walk outside and breathe your fresh air. You know, just that's enough right there. Just to get up in the morning and just be able to go to the table and eat.
You know,
a lot of people can't do that.
And you know, the enemy tried to put it in.
Oh, yeah. You know, the enemy going to do his thing now. That's his job.
And we went to the eye doctor, you know, and I didn't get the report that I wanted. And with the report that I got, the enemy trapped that fear. And God just took me right on back. So me getting a child, where he bought me from. And to let me know that he got me. Because the doctors did things that should have been done when I was 18. But it didn't happen the way the doctors said. And I'm now 52. God had to let me know and remind me that he is the master doctor.
I got you.
Yeah. He is the one.
That's right.
Who makes the final decision.
Man.
You know, and he had to remind me that, you know, of just about so many illnesses.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got that. You have that family member.
Mm-hmm.
You have that family member that came through. You know, and you saying, "Oh man, they said he was gonna die. Look at him, he up and going and blah blah blah." Who did it?
God did it.
Who did it?
Ain't nobody but God.
You know, don't forget. You know, because see, we will forget.
Yes, we forget.
You know, we will forget. You know, but
convenient amnesia.
That's right.
It's convenient amnesia.
You know. But hey, God is still in the ball game.
Hey.
You know, we ain't doing this. You think you are, but you ain't. You better stop and think.
You know, going on 29 years, you and I. And knowing you're much longer than that, but over the 28, 29 years that we've led a sickly life. And I'm going to say, but God, because I could look back time after time again when the doctor said it shouldn't be. God would come on in and take care of me. You know, and it's good. I'm not sad about none of my surgeries. I'm not sad about none of my sicknesses that I've gone through over the years because it's given me a different type of faith. And also, it's given me, more importantly, closeness with Jesus. So, I'm gone from being mad at Jesus. But Jesus, why I gotta go through this? Why Christians gotta go through this? We Christians, we ain't supposed to go through this. Yeah, I went through that. So, thank you, Jesus, that you bought me, Jesus.
And you know, I think the hardest thing is right now, especially with our kids, is that they see the dope dealer and all them with all this bling bling on and driving these cars and all this here. And
you know, and it's appealing to them.
But yeah, that's the devil.
Well,
that's the devil at work.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's the devil at work. And then you look around, see, you just look at this bling bling and this new car and the car they drive around here. You ain't see, they ain't telling or showing
they got them.
Yeah, but no, they ain't showing them 5 and 10 years they spent in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Or how they look over their shoulders constantly.
You know, and how you can't sleep at night. can't get a good sleep, you can't rest at night. You know,
I had your feeling in your hand, go to sleep.
Yeah, you know, and everything. Look, everything look good to you ain't good for you. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you, now everything look good to you ain't good for you.
And we wasn't even hearing this direction. You know that, right?
And you know, and sometimes it's better to work for it. Easy come, easy go. Mm.
Carl, that's you.
You know, easy come, easy go now. And that's a fact of life there.
Name just popped in my head. Carl, that's you.
Cool.
You're struggling right now, Carl. Work for it. You will. Enjoy it more, and you'll sleep better at night.
Amen. Amen. You know, if you're struggling right now and don't know which way to go, go to God. Actually, just go. Just go sit down. You know, you ain't got to get down on your knee. If you're sitting at the kitchen table or anywhere, just stop. Excuse me. And talk to him. You know, if you're driving alone, just stop. Just stop. You ain't. If you're driving alone, concentrate on your drive. But you can still talk to
him. Amen.
Concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you can still talk to him. Because I had an old red F-150. And that was my closet. That was my prayer closet.
Your prayer closet is anywhere you take time out to talk to Jesus.
Amen.
That's your prayer closet. It could be your kitchen table. It could be your bathroom. It could be your car. It could be your desk. It could be your bed. It could be your shower. Wherever you take time out, that is your prayer closet. Amen.
Amen.
Just take time out. Your holiday season, the time is winding down. I mean, really winding down. And take time out, pray, to thank God for who He is and who He is. Thank God for loving you. Thank God for waking you up this morning.
And your kids.
That's how your children and your family.
That's right.
Because in John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have it. There is no greater love than that in all the world.
Yeah. And the blood still works.
It's still running. It's still going. And you know, the biggest thing is this. The enemy want to make you think that you're worthless, that you don't mean anything to Christ. But baby, beloved, friends, sisters and brothers, cousins, I am here to tell you. See, you mean so much to Him that Jesus left His throne in heaven to come to this earth to see about you.
Amen.
So that He could be abused. He could be whipped and beat and hung on the tree because He loved you.
Amen.
Because He wanted to redeem you. He wanted to reconcile you back to the Father.
Glory.
And the only way He could do that but through the shed of His blood.
Amen.
He had to be the sacrificial lamb. Because the time was winding down. But there was a transition going. It was going on where they was phasing out taking sheep to be slaughtered at the sanctuary of forgiveness and things. They were doing this change, and there was no longer everyone was
was coming in with money. Now they were just changing the service. Swiping the doves and the birds for coins. So Jesus came on down and became the sacrificial lamb once and for all. But see, what makes it so awesome is that when he did that, we no longer had to go to the priest. We no longer had to go to the man of God to have them to intercede for us, for our repentance. He made it so each and every one of us can go to God for ourselves.
Amen.
The veil was torn, not from the bottom up, but from the top down, in a way that no man could do. Because now you're able to go to the throne room yourself. You're able to go to God and ask him for forgiveness of your sin for yourself. Mama and daddy can't do it for you. Sisters and brothers can't do it. Husband and wives can't do it. You got to do it yourself. So if you want this repentance, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He's a gentleman. He won't kick it in. You have to ask him. Open the door. You have to ask him. Pray this prayer with us. Father, I come before your throne. Repentance in my heart.
Yes, sir.
I repent.
Yes.
Of any and all sins I've committed against you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh.
Shabbat.
I repent right now.
Yes, Lord.
I confess with my mouth.
Yes.
That I'm a sinner and have these faith.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I believe in my heart.
Yes.
That Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
He is the sacrificial lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Now I ask you, Lord, to forgive me.
Forgive me, Lord.
Of my sin.
Yes.
Come in and be with me.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you. And I accept Jesus now as my Lord and Savior.
Yes. Yes.
And his mighty, magnificent name, I pray.
Yes.
And say thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God.
And pray that prayer with us as well. You are saved. Welcome to the family.
Amen.
Know that the angels in heaven is rejoicing.
Yes.
The Bible says they rejoice. Only one. Not 10,000, not 20,000, but when one,
just one
soul is saved.
Just one.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Shabbat.
We love you.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
And we speak bountiful blessings.
Yes.
Over you.
Yes.
And until next time.
Next time.
Stay blessed.
Amen.
Amen.